This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Guys, this is Springfield. Stone Diggs. It's the 413, and it's a breakfast.
Oh, my God.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
And doesn't say anything. He's like just staring there, like waiting for, you know, his cup of jelly to come. That's what he was doing. He was like,
Jello.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Arriba, arriba. Just in time for Cinco de Mayo.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
We have a lot of military folks who listen. We get the army to loan us a tent.
Okay.
That would probably be, I would say.
We're going to have to rent a rascal so that you can get around on the golf course, old man.
Just make sure you're not going Winnie the Pooh under the kilt.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What it do?
Or as Courtney might say on Cinco de Mayo, Buenos Aires.
Yes,
that's
yes.
That's what she might say.
Arriba, yes. Arriba.
Arriba, arriba. Cinco de Drinco.
It is.
Yes, it is.
It is on this dreary, rainy Monday, the Mondayest Monday of all time.
Is it going to be like this, Curtis, until Wednesday? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, the week's not great. I would not look outside the window. It is. It says it's 55. It feels much cooler.
Yeah, and it's not pleasant, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's May, so eventually it has to be in the 70s. Eventually it has to be in the 70s.
Well, wasn't it like 80 on, what day was it, 80? Was it Saturday?
Saturday morning. Yep. UV of 8. on Saturday, which was amazing. Yeah. The weather over the weekend was great, and last night when it started dropping a bit and the rain started, great sleeping weather. So you got to think glass half full.
Okay, well, the rain is a constant, as is the Red Sox bullpen blowing saves, Curtis.
That was awful. Like, I know the worst loss of the season was the 6-0 lead that they blew in Toronto, but the second worst loss may have been pitching to Vlad, and then yesterday you have Crochet on the mound, a game that you absolutely need, and the bullpen blows it, and there's just, I don't know what's going on. I think we have the beginnings of some drama in the front office, and things might get interesting pretty quick when it comes to how they fix the situation at first base.
They're not winning the games that they should be winning.
Right.
And so it's May.
It is.
And I'm always told it's baseball and it's early.
Glass half full.
I guess I will continue to defer judgment until such point as we get to July 1st or June 15th or whatever. You tell me.
Yeah.
Maybe I think you have it wrong, Greg. Baseball fans like eating early.
There are times when I look at this baseball team and I'm like, that's a game you should have won and a series that you should have won. And they're adding up a little bit. But with regard to what is going to happen at first base, we will get to during They Said It at 7:20 what Craig Breslow said over the weekend about keeping all options open. It seems like Tristan Cassis is done for the year, certainly. In some ways, I guess that solved the problem for you.
I think it did. Like now it just depends on who's the person you put there on a daily basis. And you don't have to now answer the questions no more of like, how patient are you going to be with Cassis? When are you going to think about maybe making other decisions? I think it ultimately was laid out for you. Now the next thing becomes just who's the guy that you're putting there.
Yeah, we can get to it later, and it may be somebody's lead, but Curtis is sort of alluding to this issue that is going to pop up with Rafi Devers and moving Rafi Devers over there and whether or not Rafi is going to be upset if he's asked to move and whether or not you are going to upset others. I mean, it's work. It's a job. Mm-hmm. It's like somebody says, hey, you got to fill in on Friday on the excavator, then, you know, Roy says, no problem, I'll fill in on the excavator.
But if you're Devers, like, there was so much made out of you getting moved off third base, and I understand it's a different position, but at the same time, if the whole thing was that you were going to feel like a demotion because Will Middlebrooks told us when he was DHing, it was like a day off for him. So now you get more responsibility. You should take that in stride if you're Rafi Devers. Yeah. Like, that should be something
Maybe he doesn't want it. Maybe he's comfortable in kind of like fitting into his DH role, right? Now it just is up to you as the organization to say, okay, we moved Devers off a third to put him in the DH. It took us some time, but we finally got him to be like, all right, I'll be the DH. Now it's figure out the first baseman. If Devers doesn't want to go there, then it should be your decision to figure out, all right, who else can we put there?
Yeah, well, a lot to talk about when it comes to the Red Sox, and we will do that on this show this morning, and it is game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals for the Boston Celtics tonight, and we will talk about that all morning long as well. And it looks like Drew Holiday is ready to go, and so you got everybody lined up and ready to go game number one.
And based on, I don't know how much you guys watched last night, that Cleveland-Indiana series, I know it's only one game, but if Indiana can, you know, ultimately pull that off, maybe you have another road to the NBA Finals that's not as difficult because if Cleveland loses that series. Yeah.
So. What are you, early prediction on this series? Celtics in
five.
I think five.
Five.
Yeah,
five
I think it's
six?
A gentleman's sweep. Yeah,
could you say Cinco today?
So
Arriba.
Five.
Yeah,
everybody
I think
thinks five.
Yeah, I think they're a much better team than the Knicks. I know everybody will say they blew them out in the regular season, but it's the playoffs, it's different. But I think they're just a much better team.
I told you the over-under on losses in the next two rounds is at 2.5, what would you take?
I would take the under.
So, I think they sweep sweep the Knicks, and then they worst case scenario go to six games in the conference finals.
Six in the conference finals, and and then you're at the finals, and it is banner number 19.
That's what
you just got to close it out.
Yep. Right? Yeah. And right. And it'll be
and then you got to offload Jaylen Brown because of the apron, and then we all
he's all over the place, and that'll be an interesting thing as far as the Western Conference, because the Nuggets and OKC, that should be a really, really good matchup. You know, everybody's kind of picking OKC to come out the West, but we'll see what happens when they run into a team like Denver.
All right. Well, we are going to get to our leads coming up in about 10 minutes or so on today's show. I mentioned they set it at 7:20, and we'll go over what Craig Breslow said about first base, and we will get to the news with Courtney at 7:45 this morning, and that includes an incident of ice cream rage, which led to violence at the DQ in Ohio, and also Florida, not like the rest of us, and why some realtors are reporting an alleged home buyer is more interested in their feet than he is in a tour of the house that is on sale. So that will be Florida, not like the rest of us, coming up later.
I mean, he's very persistent. Yeah. Yes, like, wait till you hear the way in which he does this.
Okay. It's, all right. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. And we will, as we always do, play your Hill Notes back at 9:20. And so you can leave one of those on the Odyssey app at any time. You can leave two or three or four. It doesn't matter to us. So get creative. If there's something that you need to get off of your chest, you can do it in the form of a voice note on the Odyssey app, and you'll see the microphone that is in the upper right-hand corner, and that's how you can leave a Hill Note. Right now, to start us off this week, here is Courtney with what is trending this first hour.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox drop one to Minnesota 5-4. The Sox are up 3-1 heading into the seventh, so another blown late lead by the bullpen and dropping that series. They're off tonight before turning their attention to the Rangers, who are here in Boston. That series starts tomorrow. And Greg brought it up, but over the weekend, the Sox lost Tristan Casas to a left patellar tendon tear. The Sox released a statement yesterday saying first baseman Tristan Casas today underwent a successful left patellar tendon repair. The procedure was performed by Dr. Eric Bergson at Massachusetts General Hospital. And like Greg said, this is usually like a year recovery. So a really long road for Tristan Casas. The Celtics kick off round two tonight against the Knicks at the TD Garden. Clean injury report heading into this one. Tip is at 7. NBA playoff games last night. The Warriors take the series against the Rockets, taking game 7 103-89 to move on to the second round. And speaking of the second round, the Pacers took game 1 against the Cavs 121-112 in Cleveland. As for the NHL playoff games last night, Winnipeg takes the series against the Blues. They won in double overtime 4-3. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor, Brian Scalabrini and Dave Portnoy. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 53 degrees, rain for the next hour or so, raw outside, afternoon high of only 56.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Nice shine. Canadian treasure, Brian Adams. Well done. Starting us off on a rainy Monday morning. It is Cinco de Mayo. Average American today, Curtis, will spend $25 on supplies for Cinco de Mayo. Most of it alcohol. But
could can we at least say 25 dollars?
It could be the, you know, the soft tortillas or the salsa and the chips or maybe the decorations. I have no idea.
You know what? I would have one moonshot related to Mexican food.
Yes.
That we would normalize fresh tortilla chips and salsa at every restaurant.
Mm.
It is the single greatest way to start a meal that you sit down, they bring the fresh chips, you get the salsa, you can order the guac, and it's just this bottomless pit.
That over bread, Curtis?
Definitely.
Mm. Really?
Like, I don't want chips and salsa before an Italian meal.
Okay, well, you're very bougie.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I don't like to mix those two. But
or
I think,
even before steak.
Yeah, I think tonight we will be making homemade Crunchwrap Supremes.
Mm. Homemade
really?
Crunchwrap
Supremes.
Yeah. Okay. It's a Santo specialty. Very, very good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Arriba, arriba.
Arriba, arriba. Arriba, arriba. Yep. I was just shocked when I saw it written. You know, I didn't have time to add some pizzazz.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. Well, we're, you know, it's a road show. And yeah. There's a lot going on.
Arriba, arriba.
By the way, I know we said it a bunch of times on Friday, but thanks to every single one of you that came out Thursday night and Friday in Springfield. Roadshow number one in the books, and it was great.
It was awesome.
And so I love the new location. I love Max's Swing Lounge. I love the crew that came out on Thursday night and hung out, and it was great. So we are back on the road in a couple weeks, and May 23rd is the next roadshow. And so we will be at the Lobster Trap in Bourne. And that is, as all of the road shows are, except for the last one of the season, on a Friday, May 23rd, night before for the pregame. We will be enjoying bar pizza at the Trading Post Lounge. So, Cape Cod, we're coming your way.
Yes.
And so if you need to see the schedule of road shows, you can see it on our Instagram, Greg Hill Show, WEEI, and then you can make arrangements and join us for any of the upcoming road shows. They go all the way up until the 3rd of July, and hopefully the weather will at least be better, Curtis, by July 3rd than it's going to be this week.
Saturday was awesome, though. Beach day. Great day.
Saturday was great, and yesterday was weird. Started warm yesterday, and then it rained, and it got cold yesterday, so I don't know. But
you missed out yesterday, Greg. Very normal, James's Montessori. We had a tulip picking event in Wellesley.
Oh.
It was lovely.
That's great. I love tulips. Really?
They were everywhere.
You do?
Yeah, probably one of my favorite flowers.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was called Tulip Mania.
Oh.
Yep. Look out.
Are those the ones that kind of like, they look like a little like peanut at the top?
Yeah.
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 They look like a peanut.
Do you prefer them on the piano or on the organ?
Hilarious. I knew that was coming. And you know what? I'm not going to let your head being in the gutter stop me from my love of tulips. I could have just let it go. I said, no, I love tulips. Nope.
Yeah, okay, make this happen.
X-nay.
X-nay. I understand. All right.
That was
a good one.
This show can not only be listened to, but it can be viewed on YouTube and on Twitch. And it is brought to you every day on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. And at Springer's Jewelers, they don't just sell diamonds. They teach you how to buy them. So with the best prices in New England, you're also going to save money because they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So go to Springer's Jewelers if you're in the market for a diamond. And you can learn all about the, is it the 4 C's or the 5 C's?
Clarity.
Color.
I think it's carat. Four.
The four?
Yeah.
Been a long time since I have purchased a diamond. And it could be.
Can I say something about Springer's?
Yes.
You did a read the other day about the Mother's Day Charm Bar.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And
I
went and looked it up. Beautiful. Like, they make these lockets, and you can give them a photo of your mom or you and your any photo you want. And the lockets are stunning.
Yeah.
Right. Really pretty.
To wear, like, on a chain?
Yeah.
All right.
You should do that for your mom.
I know. Yeah. I was really impressed by it.
Okay.
Greg has a locket of his Boston Man magazine cover.
I wonder if there's going to be a spot in the new place for that.
Should be.
If that could go back up on the wall somewhere in the new place.
Maybe in the guest room.
Maybe, now there's a little more room.
Right.
Yeah, maybe. All right.
You stay over the night and Greg's just staring at you from the wall.
Oh! Did you and Santo go see Sinners last night? How was it?
Did we ever. Loved it. Both of us. Good job, Courtney. Start to finish. Thought it was unbelievable. I thought that it was shot really well.
Mm-hmm.
The music was incredible. Michael B. Jordan, Wiggy was spot on, might win an Oscar for this.
Wiggy is obsessed with Michael B. Jordan.
Such a great actor.
I don't get it. He's a good actor, but he's
really good.
Well, in this movie, when he plays twins, it's really, really good.
Yeah, and I also, I would have liked to see a little bit more Hailee Steinfeld.
She was good.
She was really, really good.
She was really good.
And Wiggy, I was talking to Wiggy before, I don't like super gory movies, and sometimes with vampire stuff, it could end that way. Mm-hmm. It was perfect for me. Nice. It wasn't too much gore. It was a cool storyline.
Is this the first major film that she has had a role in?
She was in Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
She was in, what's the Marvel spinoff show?
She was in Hawkeye. Wasn't she? In that?
But that was
like a TV series.
Yeah.
Who do you think will make more money in their career, she or her fiance, Josh Allen?
Oh, she will.
Really?
Yeah. Because she had a music career for a long time.
Yeah, she had a hit single.
Yeah. I love May. Yeah. No one loves must. But she's like left the music part out of it. I was waiting to see her sing in this because there's a lot of music. A lot of people have great voices.
I didn't even know she was a singer.
And I had heard, I believe Mego asked you if you stayed for the bonus scene. Yeah. Thank God I heard that because I was ready to go. And then all of a sudden I remembered. So we sat back down. And that's an important scene at the end.
Leaves a couple doors open.
Yeah.
But Ryan Coogler is such a great director. So... you know, it could be just one of those standalone movies. But I haven't heard anybody who has went there and said they didn't like the movie.
Yeah.
The only jackass who's kind of been, and I think he's more just pandering, has been Jason Whitlock.
Yeah.
But everybody who's seen it has been like, man, and just not even people, the critics have talked about how great the movie is.
Yeah. I heard that Bill Belichick asked Josh Allen if he could get Jordan in the sequel.
I don't know if you guys saw Us Weekly. They came out with a source that's close to Jordan and said that she used to date men her own age and didn't like how she was treated. She was over how they were playing her.
Oh,
so then she decided she wanted to date older gentlemen.
So she could play them.
And and she had a real estate portfolio before she met Bill.
Okay.
It was like over between $1 and $2 million.
All right.
Okay. And so she was doing fine on her own. It wasn't a money thing.
So her whole life she got $1 million. And then in 2.5 years she upped that to 10.
I'm just saying she had some money in the bank going into this, so she probably did meet him on a plane in first class.
So she was getting
then
tired.
Why wouldn't she say that that's what happened?
She did on her Instagram.
No, I'm saying on CBS.
Yeah, no, they said that they wanted to keep it about the book.
His muse is in the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, good for her and her real estate.
Do you really
portfolio.
Believe that, Courtney? That they still
Curtis,
that's where they met.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes it's not all that it appears to be. That maybe this she's dated older gentlemen before.
Right.
She was sick of being played.
Yes.
By the players.
By the youngins.
What are those, Wiggy? Players gonna play.
Yeah.
Isn't it one thing to date someone like 10 or 15 years older than you and isn't it kind of a big jump to go to like 50 years older than you?
Nah, can't help who you fall in love with.
She don't want them young boys. She want them old heads.
Well, the older guy that she dated before Bill.
Yeah.
Is 64. So she just jumped 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, higher. Yep.
She likes him.
Yeah.
Plus 60.
They have more wisdom, I guess. Yeah. They know how
players.
To treat a woman.
Right. They ain't players is what she's saying.
Yes.
Well, maybe she likes to be in bed by 6 p.m.
Could be.
I do.
Same.
So.
Yeah. Celtics game tonight at 7. Thank
yes.
God.
It's a good
thank
one.
God.
Thank God. It's the way they all should be.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well. Lot to talk about this morning, including game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals tonight, Celtics-Knicks. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Arriba, arriba.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime, I love it. I don't know the artist, but I may have to have a rare content replay on that at some point later on this morning.
Yeah, song's a banger. You do probably are familiar with the artist. You probably just not on listen to them. They're famous. Their most famous hit is the song Lowrider.
Oh. Lowrider.
Correct.
Is their name War?
That is correct, Greg.
Ooh.
Well done.
Good
job, Greg.
Excellent. So that was a hit or not a hit?
This song in particular, Cinco de Mayo, not quite a hit.
Okay.
Lowrider was
Lowrider
their big hit.
Lowrider was, yes, absolutely. All right, leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Greg, good morning. You mentioned already that the Celtics play game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals tonight.
Yes.
But for those of you who didn't watch this weekend was full of awesome game sevens, both in basketball and especially in hockey. What we saw Saturday night between the Avalanche and the Stars was nothing short of spectacular viewing, as Mikko Rantanen had a 4-point third period to lift the Dallas Stars over the Colorado Avalanche. And then last night, the St. Louis Blues up 3-1 in the third period. Winnipeg with the pulled goalie scores twice, and Jordan Binnington pukes on himself, and they allow a the game-winning goal in double overtime as the Jets beat Monty and the Blues. I thought the Stanley Cup playoffs this week, these game sevens, were phenomenal viewing. And so I just want to encourage everybody that I know the Bruins aren't playing. It's kind of depressing. Make sure you check it out because it has been awesome so far.
That goal that the dude scored at the end of the Dallas game on the power play was sick. Like, he had such a tight angle to score that goal. That was a what was that guy's name that scored that goal?
Mikko Rantanen.
Yeah, that was such a nice goal. Such a nice goal.
Chime, the Bruins with the fifth best chance when it comes to picking first, draft lottery-wise.
Which is crazy.
So we should all be hoping and praying that
who's the stud that they could be looking at?
That somehow happens.
All right. Is there like a Cooper Flag or hockey?
Shime is the one who watches.
Not quite.
A
there's
lot
no
of,
like
Coop,
there's no like Connor Bedard this year that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I'll ask my guys who are deep in the NHL weeds, but there's no name that I know
wait,
of.
Wait, right? No mock on the NHL draft?
No. This is the I avoid the NHL draft.
Come on, why not?
Because Greg, it spans more than just the United States.
I see.
International coverage is difficult.
Right. There's never been an international guy in the NBA.
Is there
we're talking about the NFL that I do mocks for.
Is there a chance that should Door goes in the first round?
If he doesn't, Kuiper's going to be pissed.
I don't know. I think he might go second overall. Quarterbacks only go up.
There you go.
All right. Chime, thank you very much. Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg. Very simple, and I'm going to say this until we find out what the plan is, but there is not a Celtics fan in the sound of my voice that should give the organization a pass for making moves to the roster to get under an apron to save money. And believe me, it is about saving money. The bill is $500 million as currently constituted for the roster alone next year. To have nothing with the rent, to have nothing with the expenses of running an operation, $500 million to keep what they're doing now on the roster next season. They can afford it. They can do it. Do not allow those that cover the team to cushion the blow. Do not allow any talk of Jaylen Brown being traded. And believe me, the only reason they have prepared you for this, first on the Greg Hill Show at Wachusett, when Wick made the comments to us about the second apron, and then the day the deal was finalized when you had Shams on the Pat McAfee show saying the league is bracing for change. That's not about Holiday. That's not about Porzingis. There would be no need to prime the pump in that way. This is all about the two Jays, and there is not a reason in the world that you should allow them off the hook if they do indeed decide to trade Jaylen Brown to get under the second apron.
Seems like that's the direction they're going in because of all the reports and like cushioning the blow for us. So that's why it's super important that they win a title this year.
Well, I mean, I feel like they will win it this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this on Friday. If you win it this year, you are staring at a dynasty, and it's such a rare opportunity.
Right.
To have a group of players who seem to get along. The
mm-hmm.
chemistry is great. Like that last episode of Celtic City.
Yep.
They spend a lot of time on Rondo and Rondo coming in and being really important
mm-hmm.
and then suddenly wanting it to be all about him. Like he wanted to be the face of the franchise and he wanted to decide that he wasn't mm-hmm. going to give the ball to Ray Allen or, you know, whatever. Like, that opportunity, Paul Pierce is talking about how he and Doc were talking, and he said, how many do you think we can win?
Right.
And Doc was like, like legit, I think we can win three right. out of the next four,
right,
or something like that. Didn't happen,
right?
And so the opportunity, like that Curtis is talking about, is right in front of you.
Yeah,
and you just risk so much when you make changes.
It's too much money, though. They don't want to play with that. That's the thing about it, because Curtis is right. We all this stuff wouldn't be leaking if they weren't trying to soften us for the blow of what potentially is to be coming. Because if they were going to just pay it and do everything, they'd be like, we're not going to touch it. We got a great opportunity here. We're willing to go above and spend the money that we need to spend to keep it together.
The only hope that I have is because for the last 3 years, there's been talk about Jaylen Brown. There's always been leaks of Jaylen Brown. They're looking at shopping Jaylen Brown. And it hasn't happened. So, yeah, why would there be so many leaks coming out right now about the Jays? And I'm with Greg completely, because Wiggy's brought up, if you bring in Giannis, if you right. bring in somebody else, it's going to be a lesser price tag than Jaylen right now. But at the same time, you have no idea if Giannis is going to come in and want to be a number two to Jason Tatum. It took so long for the Jays to figure it out and for Jaylen Brown to buy into his role. You want to bring in another superstar to keep the juice flowing with this team. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard for them to buy into what Jason is to not only Boston, but to right. the Celtics.
And I would also add that you look at what we've been privileged to watch over the last 24 years, which is championship teams. And every Patriot fan knows that they left some on the table because of how they ended that run at the end of the 2010s. And it would just be inexcusable for this organization to not maximize a window, because in 7 to 10 years, the Celtics will likely be mediocre. Because it's really hard to be this good in that sport. So go balls to the wall. Yeah. Do whatever you can.
Yeah.
You might win a championship in a more dominant fashion this year than you did last year, which was viewed as one of the most dominant seasons in the history of the sport.
Yeah. Well, they had an easy road to the finals mm-hmm. last year, Curtis. God.
Wait till the pearl clutching when the Pacers play the Celtics in the conference final.
Well, you got a nice road for you. I mean, however you get whatever the road that's laid out there and ahead of you is, then that's just the road that's there.
You don't think the Knicks give you any trouble at all?
No, I don't. I think
I want that quote from Wiggy on a T-shirt by noon.
No, I think if you do what you know you've been doing, especially defensively, I don't think the Knicks are an issue at all. I don't see anybody being an issue until maybe you have one of those teams come out of the Western Conference. And when I see one of those teams, I think that it's probably OKC.
Right, it's maybe probably the Thunder.
Maybe Denver. I still feel good if you played the Timberwolves or even Golden State. But I think Curtis is right. You're in a great position. And Courtney, I understand what you're saying. We are in a great position of being able to win this year and continue to build off of this dynasty. But why are we hearing so much of this stuff? Like, that to me makes me nervous a little bit that okay. they are trying to soften us up.
Curtis, thank you. We are in the middle of our leads. We will get a lead from Courtney and a lead from Wiggy and eventually a lead from me coming up on this morning show. And then we will get to They Said It at 7:20. That is a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend. And everybody is available tonight for the Boston Celtics. Game 1, 7 p.m., Eastern Conference semifinals. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Chime, I thought you said Cinco de Mayo theme when it came to rejoins all morning long.
It's Santana.
That's not Santana. That's Rob Thomas. It's Rob Thomas with Santana. You could choose.
It's literally off Santana's album Supernatural, which came out in 1999.
You could choose so many better Santana songs that are just Carlos Santana and the Santana family.
Yeah, that song rips.
Doesn't
though.
Count. Are you taking requests?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Cinco de Drinko. And we will take your rejoin request this morning on a theme basis. And Chime will do that on his Instagram or on Twitch if you're in the Twitch chat or on the Subaru of New England text line. And on behalf of our Vice President of Social Media Content, Ms. Cox, You are looking for photos from Thursday night and Friday for the photo array on Twitch?
Correct, yes. Okay. Thank you to Zombie. He was the sole person, quick turnaround from him. But if you could email locallegends, that's legends with an S, GHS, at gmail.com. Any photos from Thursday, Friday night, we will be, you know, switching over from last roadshow into this roadshow. So the more the merrier, so I can get those to Eamon. He's going to work on them every day.
Okay. And can I give a compliment? To Eamon, the video he did of the 2 days in Springfield was spectacular. He does a really great job with that and getting it down. I'm sure it takes a lot of editing, but it was really good what he put together.
Well, he had it ready to go like as soon as we were leaving Springfield. So great job by our former vice president of Twitch services and the ex-boyfriend of Olivia Culpo, Eamon Corner. So great job by him.
Good job by Eamon.
Great job by everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
The one that got away.
It was
what if she names her baby Eamon?
it was a great time out there.
Always fun.
A lot of fun. And we got a bunch of road shows coming up. And I mentioned the next one is in the Bourne area in advance of Memorial Day weekend. And we will be at the Lobster Trap on Friday. And then at the Trading Post on Thursday. So,
Greg, I cannot express to you how excited I am for the Trading Post. I would set like my over-under on slices at 12.
Ooh. Really?
Oh God, a pie and a half. Yeah.
Wow.
12?
I haven't had like a good. I haven't had a South Shore bar pizza in God, I can't remember the last time.
Okay, so
probably since 12. The last time they were here.
What is the period of time? Like, you're talking about the entire pregame, so it's a two and a half hour period, 7 to 9 or whatever.
Yeah.
12 slices is the over-under for Shime.
I could.
That's easy. I say easily over 12. Because remember, the
what are you going to be at?
The bar pizzas are small.
Yeah.
So one pizza of the 8 slices, Shime is probably eating a regular size pizza by himself.
A large, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's.
I have in
before.
My day. I have in quite some time.
Well, no, I'm saying in your day, but a bar pizza is like.
Oh yeah, bar pizza.
I feel like anybody can finish one by themselves.
I think my personal record for bar pizza slices is like 28.
Yeah, I would say well over that.
Where did you do that?
At my house years ago when I was in high school, my parents, and we had some people over, my parents ordered a bunch of pies, and your boy just went to town.
All right, so I actually, 12, Wiggy's right now that I think about it, I think you can do 12 no problem.
Easily.
I don't know. They are small slices, but 12, you're going to start feeling a bit sick, I want to say at like 9.
That's one personal pizza. You can't eat one. You could eat one of those small personal pizzas on your own.
Those are like 4 slices. The personal pies.
But you always for pure guilt purposes, you always leave one slice, and then you don't feel like
move on to a different pizza and then eat 7 more slices.
Because so like you didn't eat the whole thing.
I'm not the bar pizza expert, but they cut the bar pizza into 8 slices, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. That's one. You thought it was 4. It's not.
Well, it's still
8.
The same size. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many slices it's cut into.
No. But you said 12 slices, he could easily put that away.
That would be a bar pizza and a half.
Yeah,
is what he's
nothing.
Saying.
Right. I think Shime could easily put down 2 plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably the over.
Oh yeah. If I dig my heels in and really kind of get after it, I could get to 2 plus.
If you went to Pino's and got a slice, that's about 2 slices. 2 of those would be an entire.
Is that
bar
more
pizza.
Of a New York slice? Chris?
Yeah, the big ones. Okay. Yeah, we could easily. All of us could put away one bar pizza away by ourselves.
Absolutely.
Is Pino's still there in Cleveland Circle?
Oh yes,
yeah. Abbey's.
Yeah.
Presto's is no longer. R.I.P.
Shime, is that the only roadshow you're going to, or are you going to others?
As of right now, that is the only roadshow I am attending.
Okay.
At this moment.
All right.
Because things can change. Things are fluid, but at this present time,
you were asked about a lot of people wanted to meet you. So
I love the people.
Okay, all right. Well, we were in the middle of today's leads, And let's get back to it. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Before I get to my lead, just a happy birthday to Eddie McMahon Jr. And this could also be an appreciation. He listens every day. He was one of our Jimmy Fund friends like 2 years ago. He's a family friend of mine, was going through treatment at Dana-Farber. 20th birthday yesterday, and he's doing really, really well. So he listens every morning. So good morning and happy birthday to Eddie.
Happy birthday, Eddie.
But what will I be doing pregame of the Celtics game this evening? It's an important day and night for me because it is Met Gala Monday. Red carpet starts at 5:30. Already athletes that are going to be on the list, LeBron James, Brittany Griner. The theme this year should be of interest of all of you because it's always based on the Met Gala's latest institute. And this year it is tailoring black style. So the theme of the Met Gala is tailored for you. It is based on menswear, which they haven't done in the last two decades. So it's going to be a very male-dominant, male-forward, if you will, theme for the Met Gala this evening. So red carpet starts at 5:30. My butt will be seated watching who's going to walk the red carpet and praying to the Lord above that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift has not been there since 2016, that they take the red carpet.
I see. When do you find out? Just when they when they march down the red carpet?
Yep. Oh, okay. She's been kind of hidden away. Travis has poked out a few times to like to go to a celebrity golf
tournament
and like a he was walking the streets of New York, so he's in the city.
All right.
I think that this could be it.
I'm going to be watching because I can't wait to see the Blue Origin women. I think that they are just so inspirational. I can't wait to see who they're wearing.
And what channel do I watch the Met Gala on?
On E. They always do the red carpet really well. Right.
That's, that's the Joan, used to be Joan Rivers?
Yes, R.I.P.
Not recently, but yes.
Is Katy Perry going to be there?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
This is because this is her year.
Right. Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. She and Orlando will probably be there.
She went to space at all.
Yeah. You'll see the Kardashian Jenner clan. Yeah.
I hope they can see the unity that we modeled and replicate that and understand that we weren't just taking up space, we were making space.
And yes. I knew there was going to be some rude twitchers like hate this lead, next lead. You know, I'm giving you something. Maybe you could talk to your a woman that you meet out that say, hey, Met Gala Monday, want to grab drinks and watch?
All right.
It's how you connect to other people.
You're suggesting that some who are in the Twitch chat actually encounter physically in person women?
I don't think they have yet, but I'm trying to help.
But if they do,
yes.
You're trying to help them?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I live to serve.
Yeah. Well,
can I just go back to that cut? I'm sorry. What unity did you show? You were on a plane for 5 minutes.
It is the highest high, and it is surrender to the unknown.
All right. Met Gala, 5:30, you'll be watching. Will Santo be watching that with you?
I don't think so. Okay. But when he gets home, I'm sure he'll take a look.
Speaking of surrender.
All right, we got to take a quick break, and then we'll get to Wiggy's lead. Do you have a tease for your lead this morning?
Yeah, I have a tease for all you Red Sox fans out there. No need to hit the panic button.
Okay.
I got great news for you.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
You have good news
on
the Red Sox. Who can't find a bullpen that is not blowing saves. So, all right. We will get to the rest of the leads coming up next.